Kim Beasley, and I'm the host of Pamper My Business podcast, where you will learn tips, tools, and techniques that will give you the freedom to easily build your business brand online so that you can be seen and then sell to your target customers. I will be interviewing industry leaders and professionals who will share their knowledge and experience, which will help you brand your business online. Get ready to take notes and learn from Kim and her guests, because this is going to be a fun learning experience. And we're back with Pamper My Business podcast. I am Kim Beasley, one of your hosts, and the other host is
Geraldine B. Thomas.
And during this podcast, we're going to continue talking about Small Business Saturday. We've shared on two previous podcasts about the whole thing, why you need to participate in Small Business Saturday. And we also talked about creating a strategy for a Small Business Saturday. This podcast is going to focus on things you can do or to implement your strategy for Small Business Saturday. And just to kind of give you an idea of what Small Business Saturday is, it is celebrated on the Saturday after Thanksgiving in the U.S. so that you can support small businesses in the U.S. And the date for this year is November 30th, 2019. So to get things started, we're going to talk about one strategy that's real simple to do that you can implement and that you can kind of tie into Small Business Saturday. And that is using PR holidays. And Geraldine's going to share some ideals about PR holidays and how you can use them for Small Business Saturday.
Oh, that's great. But I really do think you should take the first one because you love the, you know, that World Smile Day. Yeah, I'm giving you that one.
Okay, World Smile Day is a day where you are encouraging those around you to smile. And you can tie this into Small Business Saturday by using one of the images that we're going to have as a download on this podcast page in the show notes, where you will be able to share this image for World Smile Day, where you're encouraging people to smile. And it's a fun holiday. And when it comes to PR holidays, you want to keep in mind, they don't all have to be serious. You want to put a little bit of fun in there. And so with World Smile Day, you're encouraging others to smile, and you can brand the image with your own logo and URL. So there's space on the image for you to do that. And you just share the image. And that's all you have to do. Share the image, encourage others to smile for World Smile Day. And the hashtag, I believe, is hashtag Smile Day. And it's on October 4th.
Love that. Okay. Well, for those of us who are in business, October is a fabulous month because it is self-promotion month. Do you know what that means? We get to talk about our businesses and they can't tell us to shut up. It's beautiful. Yeah, the media, they're out there. They're looking for stories. They're looking for your news about you and your business. So use it. Create those press releases. Get ready. And November is another fabulous month for us. It is National Entrepreneurship Month. Very important, very cool way to tie into Small Business Saturday. It's a way you could talk about your business and how you'll be doing stuff on Small Business Saturday. Instead of you having to wait to talk about it, you can spend the entire month of November talking about what your business will be doing on Small Business Saturday. And for us ladies, there's a special week during that month. It is National Business Women's Week, and that's November 20th through the 26th. And there's one that I didn't talk about that I should tell you before this one, which is called Getting the World to Be the Path to Your Door Week. And that is November 6th through the 12th. Now, what that week is all about is getting people to run to your business, to take advantage of your sales in advance of Small Business Saturday and Black Friday and all those other great things. Mm-hmm.
I love these holidays. Yeah. PR holidays are really easy ways that you can integrate fun things or important series things into your promotions online. So another way that you can implement something for to help get you prepared and help you get the word out about Small Business Saturday is through mailing lists.
Can I say something right fast, please?
Yeah.
You should tie in your newsletters and your mailing list content into these PR holidays. There's a reason to actually talk to your people out there.
Definitely. So with the mailing list, some of the growth ideals that you can think about that you may want to implement is you can do contests, you can do giveaways, you can have PDF downloads where you're giving tips and strategies. You can have cheat sheets. You can do guest blogging. There are so many different ways you can build your mailing list. And the reason why we're suggesting that you build your mailing list is because then you can promote to your mailing list about Small Business Saturday. And you can have like a special promotion for Small Business Saturday where you give them a discount or you allow them to bundle your some of your products and services. It's just a really quick and easy way for you to implement something within your business that will help you grow outside of your business. So we talked about PR holidays. We talked about using a mailing list and ways you can do it and why it's important for Small Business Saturday. What we really want you to take away from this podcast and our previous podcast about Small Business Saturday is that it's a really great way for you to support small businesses or entrepreneurs. It's not something that is hard to do. Uh-uh. It's something that's really easy to implement. What do you think, Jerome?
Yes, it's really simple. You're helping people in your area while you're also helping yourself, helping you to get more business. Because what are we in business for? To make money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the money will be out there. I think, forget how much was floating around last year, but it was in the billions.
Wow.
Yes. Every year it gets bigger and bigger.
And we will have in the show notes links to where you can find out more business and more information about Small Business Saturday and how you can get involved with Small Business Saturday. It's once again, it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and this year is November
30th.
And also, just keep in mind that if you have any questions, you can always leave them in the comments and we'll answer them. Check our show notes for special links that can lead you to more information. And once again, thanks for listening in to Pamper My Business podcast. I'm one of the hosts, Kim Beasley, and the other host is
Geraldine B. Thomas.
Have a great day. You have been listening to Pamper My Business podcast, and I am your host, Kim Beasley. Join the Pamper My Business community by visiting pampermybusiness.com, where you will find our free training along with our masterclass so that you can continue your learning journey about building your brand online.